Hello and welcome to the Solopreneur Sisterhood podcast, a podcast designed to help heart-centered service providers like you build a purposeful, profitable, and sustainable business that supports what matters most to you. I'm your host, Becky McCleary, and I am so grateful that you are here. Now, while I love the freedom of having my own business, I can admit that being a solopreneur can sometimes feel lonely. And at the same time, I think that a lot of what we see online can actually hold us back from success because we slip into comparison and self-doubt. With this in mind, I wanted to have conversations with other solopreneurs. And so we're doing a special series. Each episode is short so that it's easy to listen whenever you need a little bit of encouragement. My hope is that these episodes will inspire you and remind you that you are not alone. This special series is brought to you by the Solopreneur Sisterhood Society, a close-knit, supportive mastermind and business community that goes beyond your regular business course or mastermind group. It's a movement transforming how women build their businesses through connection and collaboration. The women featured in this series are the types of women you'll find inside the society, and we'd love to have you join us. I invite you to learn more and apply to join our next cohort by visiting thesolopreneursisterhood.com/society. In this episode, we are talking with Kirsten Moraski, who is an online business manager and strategic partner dedicated to helping small business owners streamline operations, improve processes, and optimize marketing, customer service, and project management. With over 12 years of corporate experience in administrative roles, she specializes in creating efficient systems that enhance productivity and time management. Kirsten is passionate about using smart systems and technology to make businesses run smoother, allowing her clients to focus on growth and the work they love. Known for her organizational skills and ability to tackle any to-do list, she provides administrative, creative, and technical support with a warm and friendly approach. Welcome, Kirsten. I am so grateful and excited to have you join us here today. Before we dive in, I would just love to hear more about your story. So can you tell us what you do and how you found your way to this work?
Yes. Well, thank you so much, Becky, for the invitation to join you. I'm an online business manager and strategic partner for small business owners. I specialize in streamlining operations, improving processes, and optimizing marketing, customer service, and project management. I help my clients work more efficiently so that they can focus on growth and getting back to the work they love. And so getting to this point has been quite a journey, but I finally feel like I found where I'm meant to be. I've been in the online space since 2017, while also working a day job, both full-time and part-time, for over 12 years in various administrative roles, also while raising our two girls with my husband. And like many moms, I had a deep desire to spend more time with my family. And it's funny how your priorities change once you become a mom. Mm-hmm. And so I knew that working a 9-to-5 wasn't going to support that dream anymore. Mm-hmm. So I started first blogging with my sister, Ashley. And then, so she's the one that got me started on this online journey. Then I moved into Pinterest management, Facebook ads, and then virtual assistant work. But none of those felt quite right to me. And it wasn't until I discovered online business management that everything seemed to click. And so over the last 8 years, I've just been on this journey of continuing to learn and grow by taking courses, researching how to do things, and then finding the right mentors to support me in my journey.
I love that. And I can relate to so much of that. It was the same way for me. I thought that I had a great plan being a teacher. And then I became a mom and I was like, oh, no, actually, summer's off and evenings and weekends are not enough time for me. I want more flexibility. And so, yeah. And I can also relate to the not quite sure what you want to do. So testing things out and something, you know, you can do it, but it doesn't quite align. And so you pivot a little bit. And so I really love that because I think a lot of women can relate to that. And I think sometimes when we're going through it, it feels like, at least for me, it felt like, what's wrong with me that I can't just pick something and stick with it. But I think it's normal for us to, you know, you've never done something before, so you don't know how it's going to go until you actually try it. So I really love how you just kept going to find something that worked. So yeah, that I think that is a celebration because a lot of people, it doesn't work out right away. And so they quit. And so, yeah, but you just, you stuck with it and figured out what worked. So,
it's hard because you see a lot of what people are doing and thinking that you should be doing it as well. And just, it's just hard because you want to be right where they're at. And it's, they've been on that journey already. So it's you taking that time and going through the process and getting to where you want to be that makes the most sense for where you're at in your life. So I might do this for several years or 10 or 20 years. Like I, you know, it's just, at least it's something that I can change based on where my kids are at right now. You know, they're young and they require a lot of attention and care. So this allows me to give that.
Yes. Yeah. And I love that too. I think that was a big change for me. I know at the start, it felt so heavy because I felt like I had to decide what I was doing for the rest of my life. And nothing felt like I could really commit that long. And so eventually I reached a point where I was thinking, okay, what can I commit to for the next year or two? And that became a lot easier. And then, then you go through it and you kind of evaluate, is this still working for me? Do I need to shift a little bit and take it one step at a time?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So looking back on your journey, is there something that you know now that you wish you had known when you started your business?
So I have two, if that's okay to share.
Of course.
I wish I had known that the loudest moments of self-doubt often come right before something really great happens. That voice telling you that you're not good enough for this work, this client, this big opportunity, it's just your mind trying to keep you safe. So instead of letting that fear hold you back, you recognize it for what it is, acknowledge it, and then push forward anyway, because the growth happens on the other side of that doubt.
Yes. Yeah. I love that one. It's very true.
Yes. And then the second one, I wish I had known that every challenge, whether it's a tough client or a steep learning curve, is actually a stepping stone in the entrepreneurial journey. Even when things don't make sense in the moment, each experience helps you grow. And looking back, you'll see how those difficulties were necessary for getting to where you are today.
Yes, I completely agree. I cannot even tell you how many times at the moment I thought, well, I just failed at that, or that completely did not work out. And then looking back, and sometimes even years later, it takes a while to see like, oh, I did need that because I wouldn't be where I am now, or I wouldn't be able to help this client in this way if I didn't have that experience. So it's not always fun in the moment. But I think that if we can adopt that mindset, that it's always helping us to grow and to learn and to get to where we want to be, I think that's much more supportive. So I love
that. Yeah, it's hard. Yeah, it's hard. But like, same thing, I look back sometimes, I'm like, wow, I wouldn't have done that, or, you know, worked at that job for, you know, however many years, like I wouldn't have had the experience to do event planning or, you know, help people book hotels and trade shows across the entire world, really, you know, like I've learned so much doing that job for, you know, for 3 years I was in that role, that, I mean, it was a stepping stone that I can do so much more now.
Yes. Cool. And I love that too, because I've spoken with so many women who they just want to be done with their regular job and they just want to be doing their business full time. And I understand how hard that is, because I had years of not wanting to be a teacher anymore and wanting to have my own business and be home with my kids. And it just wasn't financially possible for us. And I love that idea that if you can view whatever you're doing right now as giving you experience, giving you skills that can support you later on down the road. I just think that's so much more empowering. So thank you. Okay. So looking back at your time in business, is there another lesson that you've learned, or maybe a piece of advice that you think was like the best lesson or the best piece of advice you ever received?
I feel like a lot of people probably say this, and I've heard it so many times, but you can hear a lot of things so many times until you actually believe it yourself. But the best advice, and one that I continue to think about as I'm growing and trying new things, is that you're never going to fully feel ready. to do anything, whether it's your business full time or a big client or a big project. So just start and take messy action and just go for it. And then if something doesn't work, you just treat it as a learning opportunity. Like, we're all human and make mistakes. You adjust and then you try again.
Yes. That's really good. And it's such an important reminder, because it's so easy to convince ourselves that we need to learn a little bit more. We need to plan a little more. We need another certification. We need to take a course before we're ready. And we're just holding ourselves back. And I have found often when we take that action, even if it's not perfect, that's when you get more clarity around what you're doing too. And you can see what's working, what's not, and becomes easier to figure out how to move forward. So I think that's a really valuable reminder for us.
Yeah.
Okay. So if someone is listening right now and she's feeling frustrated in her business or discouraged, what advice would you give to her?
I would say, kind of from personal experience too, but like, building a business is challenging. It's hard, but there's so many people that do it. So it's possible, right? So we have to look at those people and know that they went through the same struggles as we did. And that we can as well. So it can feel it's challenging, and it can feel lonely. And especially when family and friends don't fully understand the path you're on or what you're doing all the time. A lot of people, like, even I tell my husband what I'm doing, he looks at me with a blank stare, but he's supportive, but he doesn't understand like what I'm doing, you know, and that it's possible that there's people all over the world that are looking for, you know, you as a business owner, or the services or products you offer. So you just kind of like needing a community, I guess, a supportive community, is so important. So surrounding yourself with like-minded women, who are facing similar struggles or who are one or two steps ahead of you, that they can share their strengths, skills, and encouragement with you, and vice versa. So that together we can lift each other up and keep moving our businesses forward.
Yes, I love that so much. And I can completely relate as far as people in my everyday life just not understanding at all what I'm doing. And even those who were supportive, it's hard to not have anyone who understands the challenges of what you're going through. I think too, in building your own business, a lot of people hear that and think, oh, you're so lucky. You get total freedom and so much flexibility. And they don't realize all the challenges that we face as well. So I completely agree as far as just connecting with other people who get it and who can encourage you and cheer you on along the way. It's really powerful. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Kirsten. I want to be mindful of everyone's time. And I know there are going to be some people who are listening and thinking, okay, I want to learn more from Kirsten. So how can our listeners connect with you?
They can connect with me on LinkedIn or visit my website, which is kirstenmoraski.com. And then I offer a free discovery call or networking call to learn more about each other and our businesses.
Wonderful. And we will have all of those links on the same page as this recording, so it will be really easy for everyone to find. And I just want to thank you again so much, Kirsten. It's been wonderful talking with you and learning from you today.
Yes. Thank you so much, Becky. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for joining us and listening to the Solopreneur Sisterhood podcast. I hope this episode has offered you some encouragement, some insight, and some new ideas to support you in building a business that works for you. And if you're ready for deeper support and love the idea of connecting and collaborating with other heart-centered service providers, I'd love to have you join us in the Solopreneur Sisterhood Society. You can learn more and apply to join our next group by visiting thesolopreneursisterhood.com/society. Remember that our world needs you, your gifts, your vision, and your work. And I'm cheering you on as you bring your vision to life and build a purposeful, profitable, and sustainable business that supports what matters most to you.